Are you guys? I'm Scott. This is the What a Weird Week podcast for Friday, May 5th. The weirdest art story you'll hear this week, and maybe ever.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Thanks for checking out the What a Weird Week podcast. If you're new, this is a top 10 of weird news. Every Friday, we drop an audio podcast, a top 10 of the weirdest news stories of the week. And also we do a video podcast, check the YouTube, and we do a blog with all the show notes too. All of these links, if you can't remember anything else, shownotes.page, you can get all that. We're going live off the floor with the headset today, so let's jump into it. 10. Here we go, Friday, May 5th, season 4, episode 32. Number 10 story is Freaky Foot World Record. And do not attempt. When you see the photo of what this lady can do with her foot, do not attempt. You could injure yourself. Lady named Kelsey has set a Guinness World Record for her freaky footwork, where basically she can point one foot frontwards and the other foot backwards at the same time. Kelsey is a librarian from New Mexico, and her official record is most foot rotation for a female. She discovered this world record ability at her library job when the new Guinness book came out and they were flipping through, and she saw that somebody could do something similar with their feet. And then she tried it and realized she has some sort of superhuman foot power. She says most people are grossed out and fascinated at the same time. And I would say that checks out.
9.
Number 9, naked justice is not always pretty. This one contains nudity. Let's get that out of the way. This ruling from a German court has been in the news. Just because the landlord is naked doesn't mean your rent should be discounted. That is my paraphrase of the ruling from the judge. They wanted their rent discounted. The landlord is a dude who likes to sun in the nude. And the tenants, they're a human resources company renting an office space. They could see the landlord from their office. So they held back some rent. They were like, we're not paying for that. The court said you can't do that. And the naked landlord was barely visible, you guys. You had to lean out the window. You had to lean out. So the judge took that into consideration.
8.
Number 8, 70-year-old guy uses rock to fight off attacking cougar. Rugged individual. 70-year-old guy hiking in Utah, Diamond Fork Canyon, Utah. Mountain lion jumps out of the trees, you know, out of the forest, knocks the fellow down, 70 years old. He grabs a rock and throws it at the mountain lion, and the mountain lion runs away, terrified of the man's insane Tommy John-like throwing arm. If you're a hiker who might encounter wildlife on the trail, they say, there's a few things here, we link to it in the show notes. Don't go alone. Avoid using headphones. Make noise while you're hiking. Now, see, there's one. When I go hiking, I am wheezing so heavily that the animals know I'm coming and they scurry. But also, I would say carry rocks. They don't have it on the list, but carry some rocks. Hey?
7.
I'm a city slicker, you guys.
7.
Number 7, blindfolded potato head world record. Maybe this is one you want to try this weekend. Might be fun, you guys, if you can get your hands on a traditional Mr. Potato Head toy. And in some of the articles I read about this fellow who set the world record, it didn't seem like they quite understood what a Mr. Potato Head is. So if you live in a place where they don't have Mr. Potato Head, it's a plastic potato with attachable body parts, eyeballs, and noses and whatnot. So that's it. You put that together and you got yourself some sort of legume human hybrid. So anyway, this fellow in Germany put together, he's got the blindfold on. We've linked to the video. You can check the show notes. Blindfold and puts together the Mr. Potato Head in 12 seconds and change. That's the record to beat if you want to try that. Sounds like a ton of fun this weekend for you to attempt that world record.
6.
Number 6, birds calling birds. This story is gaining momentum. It showed up in my feed quite a bit this past week. The bird phone story. Research shows that parrots who can phone other parrots seem to be less lonely and happier. So birds video calling birds. We posted a video and it's a bit of a simulation of what it might sound like. Here's the clip.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hey, you got any crackers?
We should do up a podcast for birds, you guys. There should be podcasts for birds. If they get lonely, We're going to make a fortune.
Five.
Number five, is this the most famous bug in the world? The Guinness World Records folks tweeted out a congratulations to a cockroach, which showed up at the Met Gala the other night. Here's the quote. We're delighted to award a Guinness World Records title to the world's most famous cockroach. The photographer seemed to have a laugh about this roach at this fancy schmancy fundraiser. If you're unfamiliar with the Met Gala, celebrities and rich people pay $50,000 to go to this fundraiser, and they dress up in very expensive outfits, and they pose for photos and all the rest of it. And then during the coverage, a very large, well, I mean, a cockroach that you could see, you're watching the live stream on YouTube, roach goes up the carpet like it knows what it's doing. It knows its way around a grand entrance, I'll tell you that much. It had some swagger, this roach, and the photographers got some nice shots of the cockroach, the Met Gala roach. Congratulations, roach.
Four.
What happens after we die? Science is on it, you guys. It's been in the news this past week in the science news because the scientists at University of Michigan observed a surge of brain activity, gamma waves, in a couple of people who passed away. Two people who passed away. Just two people. But still, it made the science news because it's so rare to have any actual data when this happens. So what does all this mean, the gamma waves? They're still trying to figure it out. Science is trying to figure out what happens after we die, and they're trying to figure out what consciousness is, and they're following up on data from two people. It's the early stages, you guys, but if you've ever wondered what happens after we die, science is also wondering. Here's a quote from the article, though. Scientists have come close to understanding consciousness, but let's be real, no one is really sure. So that's where we are on that. Man, that one, did that story bring you down, you guys? I didn't mean for it to be a downbringer, a bring downer, a downer. Just downer. Why didn't I just say downer?
Three.
Number three, there is competitive jigsaw puzzling. Did you guys know that? Because I did not know that. They just had a big write-up, the Guinness World Records folks. Spain is apparently a hotbed of puzzle activity. Every year they have the world championships there. Jigsaw championships. Jigsaw puzzles. Not Jigsaw, the scary guy from the scary movie. There are team events, individual competitions. One of the fastest puzzlers in the world is a lady from Norway. And do you want to know her strategy? They get into it. They do an interview. Her strategy is she works from the middle of the puzzle towards the outside. Who even does that? There's a bunch of records in the article we linked to, but I'll just mention the individual record. A fellow named Alejandro Clemente León of Spain was the fastest, finishing a 500-piece puzzle in 34 minutes and change. They say that would take you or me 4 hours. 34 minutes! Number two, 10-year-old kids working at McDonald's in Louisville, not getting paid. It's against the law for 10-year-olds to be working in a fast food restaurant. It can be dangerous, but it had to make our top 10, you guys, because it is bonkers. What a weird story. In this day and age, where we have labor laws and all that stuff, how can a 10-year-old be working in a fast food place? Story based on the findings of the U.S. Department of Labor. They were looking into different franchise locations where young people worked, and they discovered this unpaid 10-year-old working the night shift situation at this fast food place. Someone in the story explains the kids were just visiting a parent. Parent worked the night shift, and mom or dad let them work the drive-thru. Also let them work the cash, let them have some fun cleaning the floors, mopping the floors, and the fry machine? I feel like if my mom or dad worked at a fast food place, the all-night shift, I would be in there on the McFlurry machine trying to invent a McNugget McFlurry. And, you know, by now I'd be a millionaire. You got protein, you got the deliciousness of McFlurry, Canadian invention, by the way. It was invented in my home province, you guys. I could have taken that to the next level if I started working on my concoctions at age 10. So jealous of these kids. Wait.
One.
Okay, number one, art theft because he thought it was lunch. Actual headline from CNN is student eats artwork of a banana duct taped to a museum wall because he was hungry. Their headline is better. Darn it, CNN. So jealous. I don't get art so much. Sometimes I see art and I'm like, oh, this is nice. But sometimes I feel like the artist is playing a joke on me. Like, I don't understand it. And the artist is hiding behind, you know, a curtain somewhere laughing at me because it's a banana duct taped to a wall. Anyway, after removing, this happened in Seoul, South Korea. An art student at this museum there removed a banana that was duct taped to the wall, you know, the art. And then after removing it, ate it and then restuck the peel onto the wall. If this sounds familiar, it's because this is the artwork called Comedian. Somebody already ate it once before. It had sold for $120,000 in 2019. And somebody ate it shortly after that. And it gets weirder. The artist was also accused of stealing another artist's idea for duct-taped fruit. The other artist liked to work with duct tape and fruit. I don't think that's been settled. As near as I can find, the last update I had was to be continued on that. And it gets even a little weirder, you guys. Weirder than a duct tape banana, and then another duct tape banana, and then the lawsuit about that duct tape banana because, no, wait, that was my idea. You know, all of that stuff. Okay, well, it gets a bit weirder because the duct tape banana artist who sold Comedian for $120,000 is the same artist who made a gold toilet art piece that was worth $6 million. And it was an actual working toilet made of gold. And it got stolen a few years ago. And it's never been located. So there's some weirdness that follows, seems to follow this artist. By the way, that empty shell of the banana, you know, the banana peel, after the art was consumed and the banana peel was stuck to the wall, they just replaced it with a fresh banana. They do that every few days at the museum, wherever this exhibit is. The deal is they replace it with a fresh banana every few days so it doesn't get gross. How is that art, guys? What is happening? Is it a joke? Okay, before I have too much of an existential crisis there, let's wrap it up. This has been the What a Weird Week podcast on the headset, live off the floor this week. I appreciate it when you listen, you stream, you subscribe, you download, all the things. Shownotes.page if you want to get the show notes, the link for the YouTube. Perhaps give a 5-star review. 5 duct tape bananas. Would you do that for me? I appreciate you.